Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, with whom you have this affair in your mind, I understand that, is feeling ill, so send her strong wishes of weldom.
She sent me a text last night at midnight, and I got all excited.
Ah, yes.
And then I opened up the text, I opened up my phone,
yeah.
And what do I see?
Sorry.
I'm sick.
Sorry. Speaking of texting and that sort of thing, on Facebook and at DougSteffen.com, both are asking you to tell us whether you think, even though this is not a political program, because future of our country is important, national participation in the discussion of the issues and the candidates for this year's election is important, do you want us to interview the politicians and pundits in a nonpartisan way? Any more good ones on that, Rich? Excuse me, on that side of the street, Richie?
Going over there right now. Let me look and see what anybody's... No, it's the same stuff that we talked about earlier.
All right. So if you want, the headline is, do you think we ought to do this? And you can tell us what you think. You have the weekend to do it, and we'll decide on Monday whether we're going to do that. In a moment, a little laughter at 10 after, and then we'll spend time with Michael McMaster making your life better. All coming right up here on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Have you ever noticed a smile starts on your lips and then it spreads to a grin and that goes to your eyes? Ever noticed that about when you're laughing? Ever look at yourself in the mirror, Roberta, when you are laughing?
Oh, all the time.
Richie, do you look at yourself in the mirror when you are laughing?
I can't help but laugh when I look in the mirror.
All right, here's the story of Alice.
Alice?
Alice sitting in the waiting room for her first appointment with a new dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Noticed his DDS diploma on the wall, which bore his full name. And then the story gets a little more interesting, because Alice remembered this tall, handsome, dark-haired boy with the same name that had been in her high school class 30 years ago. Could it be the same person that I had a secret crush on back then? Upon seeing him, she quickly discarded any such thought. This balding, gray-haired man with a deeply lined face was way too old to have been her classmate. After he examined her teeth, she asked him if he had attended this particular high school. He said, yes, 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 I did. I'm a Mustang. He gleamed with pride. When did you graduate? They both agreed they graduated in 1974. Why do you ask? He said. You were in my class, said Alice. He looked closely at her. And then this ugly old, bald, wrinkle-faced, fat-butt, gray-haired, decrepit son of a gun asked, what did you teach?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. To which she said, check, please.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we have earlier in the day and through the day, off and on, I've asked for a Girl Scout to call because I said I would place a big order and use them for prizes on Good Day. The 100th birthday of the Girl Scouts, we're celebrating that with a special recognition of that fact at DougSteffen.com. There's a new cookie in their lineup, and here to tell us about the new cookie is the daughter of Kathy. Kathy called. What's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Nicole.
All right. Is she, now, I told everybody that we would not buy them from the parent.
Well, and that's fine. She's right here. I'll put her on now. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Aww.
So, tell me how old you are.
11.
How long have you been a Girl Scout?
About 6 years.
6 years, wow. Is your mommy one of the ladies that helps organize the Girl Scouts? Is she, what do they used to call them, den mothers or troop
a
mothers?
Leader.
A leader, troop leader, yeah. Is your mother one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. So you were listening, or your mom was listening, and she heard me say that I want to buy some cookies, including the new cookie, Savannah Smiles. What do you know about the new cookie?
Well, it's good.
That's important. That's very important.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could buy a box or two for yourself and not share them with anybody else, what would the, what would you prefer? What would be the type of cookie you'd buy for you?
Probably the Savannah Smiles and the Thin Mints.
The thin mints.
Oh,
yeah, a lot
favorite.
Of people like those Thin Mints.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you an order. What are my choices?
You have the Savannah Smiles.
Yeah.
Thank You Berry Munch. The Moa to the Caramel Delight. Do-si-dos, Thin Mints, Tagalong, Trefoil, and Dulce Delicious.
All right, so how many altogether? Is that eight?
Yes.
Eight of them. All right, how about if I buy a box of everything?
Of what? Of everything?
I'll take one of everything. How's that?
Okay.
Is that a good deal?
Uh-huh.
How much are they, a box?
$4.
Do I get a discount because I'm buying all flavors?
No, you don't get a discount. Charge a full price, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
How about, here's a better deal. How about if I buy two of everything?
Okay.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Would you like it if I bought three of everything?
Yeah.
How about four of everything?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm going to buy four of everything.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is Mr. McFadden is going to talk to you for a minute, or somebody that's on the other end of the phone, and we're going to find out how to be in touch with you, and I'll call you back, and we'll figure out how I'm going to pay for these, all right?
Do
I get to borrow any money from you in order to pay for these?
No.
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 Good choice.
You don't lend him money. Bad idea.
Yeah. All right. Nicole, you're very sweet. You know that, though, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, hold on. Just say, what's the name of the school you go to?
Osceola Magnet.
And it's Osceola Magnet. Whereabouts is that in Florida?
It's in Vero Beach.
Vero Beach. Very good. All right, well, you say hi to all of our friends in Vero Beach, and I'm going to buy four boxes of eight different types of cookies, so Richie will be giving these away for a while.
Sure. No, we're gonna have Nicole donate them, remember? Because they can't ship them to us. So we were going to donate them.
Oh, we are? We can't have them shipped to us?
No.
We can't?
No, because you're going to pay for the shipping, too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
Nicole,
we want our cookies then.
Yeah, we want... Yeah, right. We want our
hold
cookies.
Hold on a second, Nicole. We're going to talk to your mom again, okay?
Very sweet. All right, very sweet. She's the kind of daughter or granddaughter we all want. Absolutely. Guarantee you. And what a great job Kathy has done as a mother. You can tell that as well. So that's good. I always liked it. My mother was one of the, when she was younger and didn't have some of the problems that she had as she got older, she was a den mother. She was also the choir mother and did all that sort of thing. And I will tell you that it had a dramatic impact. I think it's very important for parents. And we find, or at least it seems, that more and more these days, there are fewer and fewer people who are getting involved in their children's extracurricular activities. Were there to be more of that, perhaps we wouldn't have kids bringing BB guns to school.
How cute was that girl?
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Michael McMaster in 60 seconds for some inspiration, as if we didn't have enough from that young lady. It's 16 after on Good Day.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 17 past the hour. Michael McMaster is here, and Michael, with apologies, sort of, your time is cut short a little bit with us today because I just bought, how many boxes of Girl Scout cookies, Richie?
That would be 4 times 8 is 32 boxes.
32 boxes. Of a lady I had this set earlier, because this is a new era for the Girl Scouts' 100th birthday. They have a new cookie called Savannah Smiles. So I called out to those listening, if you have a child that's selling them, call me and I'll buy them. So,
well, everybody should practice that generosity, that's for sure.
Well, what does that do in terms of, Michael McMaster is a well-known master motivator. So that sort of thing, the idea here is that I tell people the story in hopes that others will take, I guess, a message from me, the lead, and support something like this because it's good. Do people do that? Does that work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the greatest things that we can do is help our, you know, fellow human beings. You know, it helps them, it makes us feel good, mm-hmm. and it spreads good around the world. So, I mean, it's a wonderful gesture what you've done. Other people should practice generosity. It would make the world so much, you know, a better place to live in.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, it's not like it's a big 32 times $4 a box is $130. Right? Not what it is, 130 some odd bucks. It's like not like we were buying a trip to the moon or something.
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. It's not the amount. It's just everybody getting together and kind of being on the same page. That's what I'm hoping for. In the year 2012, I'd like to have more people on the same page instead of everybody always fighting or looking for the shot, the gotcha. And mm-hmm. I think the more collective the consciousness, the more likely we are to be able to do that, right? Isn't that how it works?
Oh, it's exactly. I mean, we should start at home with our own families to practice, you know, kindness and generosity in our own family. You know, and that plants the seeds, and then that grows out. And, you know, spiritually speaking, that raises the consciousness of everything. It's like it spreads around the world. That's how it works.
Yep. It's all about consciousness. And you can have your consciousness extended for the new year. There are a lot of practical tips, health, finance, the things that you want to move forward. You have to sort of put your mind in the right place, and that's what Michael teaches you. If you go to DougSteffen.com and go to the contributors box, you'll see Michael's picture there. You can click onto that, or you can go directly to Michael-McMaster, M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R, and check out the CDs that he has there that'll help you find a resolve to whatever your problem or problems may be. It's just another suggestion, a number of ways I try to present, as Michael suggested. You can do simple things. You just have to be mindful. And sometimes the more reinforcement you have, it's like listening to a book on tape. You listen to it once, you don't get as much. Second time, third time, maybe you get a little bit more. And that's what these CDs are aimed at doing, reinforcing that sort of thing. Michael-McMaster.com or go to DougSteffen.com and look for Michael's picture in the contributors box to get that help. It's 21 after the hour. Health and well-being, what we're about here on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on now. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio is all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah. That's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody needs a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who else he can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goober. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
That's why we're doing this, folks, in case you haven't figured that out yet.
Monday or Sunday?
It's Sunday. Did I say Monday? I'd like to add this as a ringtone to your cell phone, Richie.
I'm sure you could do that.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Somebody would have to help me do how to. I'd like to do sort of that sort of thing.
You have to have a smartphone.
Yeah. And you have to be smart.
That's true.
Be my own. Never leave me alone, 'cause I die every time we're apart. I want you. Why did you change the song?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
A, I couldn't stand your singing. B, I don't want to pay the royalties.
We must have an Elvis question. All of these things about Elvis we've heard over and over again. It's a pop song performed by a famous singer who is a member of the famous duo, about a place connected to Elvis's life. What's the name of this song? And who sings it? It's not about Elvis, but it's about a place that was important to him. Richie, so, you following the thread?
No, just say it again.
800-510-8255. There's a song that became very popular about a place important to Elvis's life. The singer who made the song popular was, before he went out on his own, part of a very popular duo. What's the song and who sang it? 800-510-8255. It was in his initial album as he went off on his own, about a visit to this place. And that was very important to Elvis. What's the name of the song? Who sung it? 800-510-8255. See if you follow my drift here. 2020 Music Quiz. 28 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having to come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Friday version of Good Day. You can download it later on if you hear something and then you have to go away. You want to hear the rest of the story? Help yourself to DougStephan.com. You'll see the box, the banner in the middle of the page with the words "Listen Live Now." You can listen live, or you can get the download. We have podcasts of special things like Dr. Ken, who'll be along in a few minutes with his daily dose of important medical information. He's part of this hour. You can get the whole hour, or you can get the little piece that's there. Plus, we have regular features, interviews like Greg Grunberg, who was on with us this week. You can hear that whole interview in the special box. It says highlights, I think. Audio highlights.
Audio highlights. Yes.
Audio highlights. Audio, audio, wherefore art thou? Roberta is a highlight of this program, as is Rich McFadden. Jennifer is feeling ill today, so she will not be able to participate in the conversation, therefore give away the answer to the question, which she seems to be so good at doing.
She didn't even know she did it yesterday.
Nah. All right, so here's the story. Elvis's birthday is on Sunday, so we were going through a litany of some of his songs, and I thought, here's a good question, and you be the judge of that by coming up with the answer at 800-510-8255. There was a pop singer who was in a duo, very famous. This fellow went off on his own, and the first album that he released had as the title track a story of a visitation to a place that was very close to Elvis's life. What's the name of the song, and who's the artist? Pretty simple, straightforward question, Richard.
Sure.
Right? You were wondering, as I went through it the first couple of times, whether I was actually telling the story and then winding into the story the question, and the answer is yes, that's what I was doing. So if you know the answer, 800-510-8255. Traditionally, the 2020 quizzes give you the question around 20 past the hour, and then you have the answer before 20 before the hour. That's the way it works for a swell prize. Girl Scout cookies. We're trying to promote Girl Scout cookies. The story at DougStephan.com today, the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts. Help yourself. We had a nice chat with Nicole Charest, I believe was her last name. So everybody down in the Indian River area of Palm Beach County and north of that, Indian River County, buy your Girl Scout cookies from Nicole Charest. All right? Look for her. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, a pair of high school students in Chicago. Story at DougStephan.com. Something else that's good. They wanted to help a long-standing nonprofit business raise money. So these enterprising students took over the school loudspeaker. They didn't. They had the permission of the superintendent.
That takes all the fun out of it.
I know, right? They played a Justin Bieber song after every class, promising they'd stop once they raised $1,000. They had the money in 2 days. If I'd been listening, they'd have had it in 2 minutes.
My
That's hysterical.
Goodness.
Yeah. Hey,
oh,
man.
Goodness.
Huh?
Hey.
That's a good story.
Nothing says we can't do the same thing here.
No, we can do
that.
That's
right.
Raise money for any kind of charity. Actually, here's a better way of helping. There's a story at DougStefan.com. The social media, something that's a part of all of our lives, whether we like it or not, even if you don't belong to Facebook or Twitter, it affects what's going on in our world. To wit, Facebook is a great place to find a kidney. Between the children's photos and the reminiscences about high school, more and more and more you will see this year pleas for help from people who need various body parts. There's a lot of, I'm just looking at this now here, how many different listings are there for those with failing kidneys? Some of the social media sites quickly becoming a go-to place to find a generous person who has a body part to spare, kidneys especially. And so here's a fellow named Damon Brown. If you want to know the story about one, he found a kidney on Facebook after telling a story on a special page. The page was called Damon Kidney, D-A-M-O-N, Kidney. His friends and family forwarded the link to everybody they knew. This is something that's going on now. This went on this week. A woman, let's see here. The wife of somebody that this was connected to somebody on Facebook. It's like he said, she said, it goes down the line. But somebody saw this, and it wasn't somebody that was considered a close family friend. But as a result of the plea, the bottom line is he's going to get a kidney. 38-year-old dad. And this apparently is not a unique story. United Network for Organ Sharing says that they're seeing more and more people matched up by social media to their needs, an extension of the way we communicate now on the Internet. And there's another person who got help through a church bulletin for an organ that was needed by somebody in her family. So, and that's
now,
the kind
if
of
you
thing
remember
that,
back, oh, I don't know, 2, 3, 5 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
This was a big hubbub on Craigslist because people were looking for or offering body parts.
Well, as they were going out and you were worried that they were going to knock people off to be able to trade
them. I don't think Craigslist, they still do that.
On Craigslist?
No, just in general. I think body organ donation business has gotten so big that if you're laying on a gurney inside a hospital and you're...
So you think
50,
we ought
50,
not to promote this on Facebook or wherever else it is?
No, I think if you need a, you know, if you're in a situation where you need to get the word out because you have a loved one or you yourself need a body part... sure, advertise it anywhere and everywhere you want. I think that Craigslist was just worried that people were selling body parts on Craigslist.
Right.
And I do think that the business of organ donation has gotten to be to where the money is so good that they won't think twice about just going, he's close enough, take him.
And think twice, it's all right. All right.
Yeah.
Now let's get our answer to the question about the song. Larry is in Lincoln, California. Where's Lincoln, California, Larry?
It's about 20 miles east of Sacramento.
Okay. All right. Got it. That's a great area, great farming area. It's a wonderful part of California. I'm envious of you, although I like where I live in California. I think where you live in California is a neat, neat place. Lots of great farms there. All right, so what's the name of the artist and the song that I'm talking about here?
It would probably be Paul Simon and Graceland.
That is exactly right. Paul Simon put together his first album after leaving, or sort of divvying up the spoils, if you will, of Simon and Garfunkel. And this is a story about his experiences at Graceland. Crank it up, Richie, a little. What you can see.
When I traveled from Fanyard is 9 years old.
Great simple.
Isn't this a great, this is a really, this People said he'll never do anything on his own. He's no good without Garfunkel.
He's a megastar on
and
his own.
And that is so much of a crock.
Absolutely.
This is great stuff. Very good stuff. So, Larry, we're going to give you a swell prize. See if we can find you some Girl Scout cookies. How's that for a deal?
Oh, that works. I love Girl Scouts.
All right. You got to like their cookies, too, Larry. I don't think I want to hear too much more of that story.
Yeah.
19 before the hour, Graceland and Paul Simon. The answer to the question, what song came out of an experience that a popular writer, songwriter, had in his first album after he left being the star with another star in a big duo? It's kind of a complicated way of putting it, but you get the point. More from the DougStephan.com website. Things that every once in a while just pop out. Story of a man from Ohio that you see this strapped a cruise missile engine to his 1967 Chevrolet Impala.
Awesome.
Oh,
a
my
cruise
goodness.
Missile engine.
Oh, I've seen this video.
And it works.
Yeah.
Car goes 300 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Woo.
But he burned up the brakes or something trying to stop.
Yeah, right.
Duh.
Ran it to the side of a mountain or something like that.
Yeah. All right, so here's the other side of the internet. Another story at DougStephan.com. A fellow in Montana sentenced to 25 years in the slammer after he was convicted of running an internet scam. And the scam involved cheating. This is one of those pyramid, what do they call them, Ponzi?
Ponzi scheme.
Is a Ponzi scheme and a pyramid scheme the same thing?
No, a Ponzi scheme is a pyramid scheme is actually built on others giving you money, and then they make money from people underneath them coming in, and then the last person gets burned. In a Ponzi scheme, everybody gets burned.
Huh.
Because the money that comes in goes... Well,
so that's Bernie Madoff.
Wherever, yeah.
At all. All right.
Right.
So, okay, I got it. I'm just trying to... Sometimes, I guess I've tried both of those.
You've done both? Pyramids and Ponzi?
I haven't. Well, I've tried them to see if they were any good in terms of making money, and I found that they don't work. For me, anyway. I think you just have to, there's something about it. They obviously work for some people.
Well,
otherwise,
the people who create them, it works for, because they get everybody else underneath them.
Right.
And I think some people have made a lot of money with these things.
Really?
Yeah, with the pyramid schemes.
Yeah. It has to go someplace. Yeah. It's got to start someplace and it's got to end someplace.
Right.
And ultimately somebody gets burned.
Well,
no, not necessarily. Well, I mean, it depends on whether you follow through. I mean, all of them give you the opportunity to make money if you get people to come in underneath you to believe and sell. But if the people underneath you don't do anything, then you don't make anything.
But how do you...
The people underneath you have to be successful for you to be successful.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. You've got to have good people under you.
Right.
Well, isn't that the same as any business?
Sure.
Huh.
Hey, I just looked up the wiki page on the song Graceland.
Yes, Rich.
Yeah?
The lyrics are... This is interesting. Deal with Paul Simon's thoughts during a road trip to Graceland after his failed marriage to Carrie Fisher.
Well, I knew it was his experience. I didn't remember it was Carrie Fisher.
And who sings backup on the... On the song, Doug? The Everly Brothers.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Really?
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is. Yep. Happy. It's happy time here on Good Day. Everybody should be happy. So if we bring people Dr. Ken Kronhaus's daily dose of important medical information, it may not make you happy, but you will be more informed, and it'll be a worthwhile way for you to spend a couple of moments. So promise me... You'll stick around, because Dr. Ken is very sensitive.
All right, I'll be here.
If people, he always says on the air on that Saturday show that we do, I can't afford to lose one listener.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, no one, Roberta, you're not allowed to leave.
Okay.
Nobody listening is allowed to leave. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, actually, he wants to tell us a story, our video of the day today, his daughter singing on stage with Hugh Jackman. And that'll be part of our discussion coming right up here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Once you lose your heart, once somebody wastes it, then it isn't your heart anymore. It's gone before you knew it could ever go that way. And now you must pursue it forever and a day. Once you lose your
the next
heart,
Broadway star.
Somebody's wasted.
Is Amanda Kronhaus, who's singing on stage with Hugh Jackman. So, Ken, you have to, as the proud papa, this is the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Tell us the story.
My daughter, who's 15 years old, has an incredible passion for musical theater, for Broadway. I don't know where she got it from. Certainly, I'm not
from
a singer.
You.
But she is incredibly focused, passionate about it, and adult-like about it. Mm-hmm. Gets up early on Saturday morning, stays out late in the evenings. This is all she thinks about. And she tried very hard this semester, started high school, did well, was in a number of shows, and all she wanted for Christmas, Hanukkah, her birthday, was to go up to Broadway. And my wife took her for 3 days, and they went up for 3 days to Manhattan, saw shows. And one of them was Hugh Jackman's show on Broadway, and he likes to walk around the audience. And my daughter and him somehow made a connection, and he is so perceptive, felt her intensity about Broadway, came up to her and said, "You want to be on stage with me, don't you?" And she just lit up. Wow. and charmed him, and
wow,
they had a great conversation. And then during the show, he asked her to come up. And a number of the women who spoke to my wife after the show, who say that he often talks to the audience, but never has anyone come up with him, were amazed that he asked somebody up. And you can see the chemistry they have. It's amazing.
There you go. Proud father time.
Wow.
Check out the video.
It's worthwhile.
I've stopped trying to get out of the way of her passion.
Good. You should never get in the way of your children's passion.
Fantastic.
What's the matter with you? That's it. All right. From the medical department, a good reason to be nuts about walnuts. What's the story?
Walnuts, they have the highest level of good antioxidant phenol, which helps keep your heart healthy. Seems like this is the one nut that has the highest level. There are other nuts. I'll put a list up at my site.
Dr. Ken Schroeder.
Brazil nuts and pistachios are next.
All right. There's the story from Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stefan, the Vice President of Conversation here on the Good Day program at 53 minutes after the hour.
Vice President?
Are you going to be President?
I can't imagine you appointing yourself Vice anything.
All right, so I could be Co-President.
Co?
I leave it open. No, you think I have to be the only President?
Nah. Yeah, I don't think you'd be happy as a Co-President.
Really?
Yeah. I know what it feels like when I tell you what to do.
Very nice, Richie. All right, here's Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day. With
you have the main qualification for a president, Doug.
How's that?
Ego.
What? Ego, thank you.
There you go.
Chuck. Right. Yeah. I also, I never listen to any of my advisors, or I have bad advisors around me. Look around me.
Yeah, but he lets you beat him up, Chucker. That's the fun part of Doug.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, Chuck. You're my pal, huh?
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins from Caddyshack. I'm all right. Movie music always starts movie moments here. Kenny is turning 63 tomorrow, so that makes it good fodder for conversation and a cute tune. We all remember this song, and pretty much all of us remember Caddyshack, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, fun.
Cinderella story.
Yeah. All right.
You got a sense of me, you grass out in the back here.
Let's get to a, let me see. We did this movie a couple of weeks ago. Let's get right to our issues, and that's what's good this weekend, Chucker. We're all highly anticipating more good movies like the ones we've had the past month. Are we going to feel satisfied or not?
I don't think so. There's only one film opening nationwide, and it's a horror movie.
Really?
It's called the Devil Inside, which is a Devil Possession movie, which is expected to do actually decent box office. It's tracking at around $20 million. For some reason, whatever the audience is, likes to see these possession devil movies, and they do well.
So then is it your prediction that things would stay Mission Impossible 1, Sherlock Holmes 2, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo 3 or 4? Is that how it shapes up for this weekend then?
No, this movie might open number 1 and number 2, believe it or not. But
really?
Mission Impossible is going to have legs.
Right. Well, but the other, doesn't Tattoo have legs? It's sort of steady.
Well, I spoke about this yesterday on the spot that, you know, the expectations for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Sony, the studio that released it, were a lot higher. It opened somewhat soft, but it held up pretty well, and they're going to follow through on the planned sequel. So, I like that movie. Like I said, it's 2 hours and 35 minutes. It just feels about 20 minutes too long.
Yeah.
But I think it's well worth seeing for the performance.
But how do you decide? How do you decide whether, in that circumstance, you say that often about a film's too long. How do you know what to take out? When you shoot a movie like that, let's say it takes them 3 months to shoot a movie. Is that right? For a movie like that, does it take 2-3 months to shoot it?
Probably four.
4 months, okay. Mm-hmm. So you shoot a movie like that over 4 months' time, and you have all this film. There has to be a stroke of genius or brilliance in there to know from all the things that you shoot, or is it arbitrary sometimes,
now,
what you take
question.
Out?
Well, the director of that movie is David Fincher, who has a lot of power in the business, but they work with editors, and a lot of the directors 100% solely rely on the editor to edit the film. You know, some directors take more of a rein in that process, but also the studios sometimes come in and cap a running time. I'll give you a quick example. When James Cameron didn't have the power he has now, when he did The Abyss, he brought that movie in at almost a 2 hour and 45 minute running time, and in the contract, the studio demanded that he cut 20 minutes. That's why they have that special edition with that terrific wave sequence at the end that was added for a limited release and also Laserdisc and DVD at the time.
Really?
So it depends really on the power of the director, the running time. Some studios refuse to have a movie released over 2 hours and 15 minutes because they think it hurts the chances at the box office, and then many times it can. So
I think if a movie's good, I always want to have it last longer. I wouldn't have told you that any of those movies.
So that's the trick.
Mission Impossible is like 2 hours and 20 minutes, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a good flick. Everyone keeps you entertained the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's a good flick, it's a good flick. If it's not, it's not. I don't know what time. I always hear you say that, and I don't understand what time. If you like a movie, it's a good movie, then you want it to go on. If it's not, then, you know, why do you want to see it?
But that's just the thing.
I don't think it's as simple as you're saying.
If the one that's too long and you're like, oh, that was too long, if they cut it down 20 minutes, would you walk out and go, oh, that was great, I wanted more?
Yeah, I think some movies could. I think some movies, if they cut 15 to 20 minutes out of a long running time, would be better films. I do believe that, yep.
Really?
Yep.
All right. There it is. Movies debuting Dungeons and Dragons, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Emperor's New Groove. Various years on this date, this weekend, first part of the new year. Chuck Curry is here to keep us tuned up when it comes to movies and what you need to know. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. 59 past the hour.
Hi, it's MZ.